Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. Grady Deaton here, shouting out to the Yukon and the coast as well. I'm always excited to be here, but today it's an important show. We normally would be talking to KUC with their KUC Corner, but instead we're talking again to Search and Rescue because there have been some urgent and tragic developments. I don't want to add any Malou to the mess. Instead, I'm going to pitch right to Mark Leary. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for joining us. Christopher Guest. Is it Christopher Guest? Charles Guest and Mark Leary in the studio with me. You both look haggard, and you also look extremely concerned. Mark, please elaborate.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say good morning this time. Last night, our worst fears were realized. We were out checking conditions, and we got a call that two four-wheelers with five people on board had gone through the ice in the one of the very areas that we've been warning people about. So Charles and I responded, and it was hard. It's been a long night, an emotional night. We need people to listen. We need to stick together through this. This is something we haven't experienced before, so early and getting bad so fast. We need to stick together, watch out for each other, stay off the river.
On the phone I have Earl Samuelson. Thank you for joining us this morning. Earl, good morning, Earl.
Good morning. Good morning.
I think that maybe you can give us a little more information. Mark's clearly at a loss for words this morning. Go ahead, Earl,
okay.
Please.
I'll give you the general what we found out yesterday on the river from Neposkak to Bethel. A lot of the weak ice down our way here, right out in front of Neposkak. Our slough is running out. And then the main Kuskokwim from the air, we also seen that there was a first bend above the Neposkak where it turns towards Bethel, it's along the cut bank is rotting out. We can start to see it was several inches in open water starting to show very weak air ice in that area. And then same way with that stretch over to basically all the way to Bethel, it averaged 14 inches of just the top slush ice on top. And then as we drilled through, the rest of the remaining ice was needle ice underneath, and that remained pretty consistent all the way to Bethel. And then we had gone up above Bethel, too, with Mark and Mike and Charles, and we also found the same conditions right out there all the way up to that straight slough where they wanted to check what was happening up there. And then straight slough area, as we were checking, we noticed that as you were checking the ice, one or two picks of your ice pick, you were breaking through 6 inches of just needle ice right out there. And that's, you know, I feel bad for those people that were passing because they had passed us on the river. And we tried to wave them off, and they just ignored us and just kept going. And then they went around the bend, and we figured out they were going to make it from there. From there, we started heading downstream, and then we stopped again right above the Neposkak to double-check that ice again, and it had deteriorated even more throughout the day, like 2 more inches, and then we could spot water currents in that area. So that's melting up pretty fast. And above Bethel, as we got that call, I could sense already there was a not knowing where these guys were at. They were saying they were in Church Slough. They were saying they were below Queesville. They were saying either in the Muskeg area or the Muskeg Slough. But good job for Mike, you know, for dispatching Mr. Harrelson. He went out there with his little hovercraft and helped save those guys, too, out there. He ended up getting in the airplane and going out there, and those guys actually, you know, they fell in. If you know where Church Slough is at, and if you go correctly across the river, I remember there's a fishing game camp over there somewhere just downstream on that side of the river, which would be the Greek side of the river. All that side was all brown, rotten ice all the way up towards the Y that cuts over to Hackensack. That looked very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. You could see little water spots from the air. I could see the where the tragedy happened. Mark, I know they're emotionally, but we want to get that word out. It's time to stay off the river right now. It's melting too darn fast. I know, talking yesterday, you know, we want to do the things we want to do, because it's March or April now, but we can't do them right now because all these little rivers, even the main Kuskokwim River right now is not safe. That Kuskokwim River didn't look very good. That Kuskokwim all the way to Atchison didn't look good. That Kuskokwim River did not look good. It's actually we're a month and a half ahead of schedule right now. So once again, we want to stress just to stay off the river right now. It's not safe for four wheelers. It's not safe for snow machines right now. So can't stress any much more than that. You know, just get the word out.
Charles, give it to us in your words. Same thing. Tell us not to be on the river. That's what I'm hearing.
I just want to stress to you, I know today's the first, and, you know, people normally look forward to shopping today, but, you know, we have very limited resources to actually dispatch and rescue people, and it's kind of a small miracle that we were able to do what we did yesterday. But as the ice rots more and more, I don't think that we'd be able to pull that off again. So, you know, just please heed to these older gentlemen's warning that it is really bad out there.
Solemn words, Mark. More?
Yeah. You know, I've been having this anxious feeling past few days that something bad was going to happen. And it came true. And, you know, like Charles said, we were lucky that we were able to get there. Kuislook couldn't come out. It's too dangerous out there in front of their village. But now I'm scared. I'm scared that we're going to have to go back out there if people don't stop traveling. And we may have lose one of our own members if we have to keep going out there.
Mark, I've got something to add to this.
Please go ahead.
And during all this was happening, you know, we had requested a helicopter to help us. That helicopter was dispatched, but it was out of Anchorage. It was a four-hour flight, and I didn't realize that offhand, you know. So we started asking an estimated time arrival in 2 more hours, you know, and I don't know if those guys would have made another 2 more hours. And the decision was made to continually transport those guys down to Bethel by a little hovercraft and snow machine. So if anybody else followed in like that, or even one of our team members, you know, helicopter rescue is going to be 4 hours minimum to respond from out here in Bethel. As I remember, I recall that, you know, we have the National Guard helicopter here. You know, they weren't able to respond last year. We only have one private there, and he's unable to assist us last night out there.
Yeah.
Not to mention the that one guy that got out.
That was a really bad feeling, you know, as it got dark, to realize that help wasn't coming, you know. Charles and I, we had our hands full. And then all of a sudden we realized we have to get out of this ourselves, you know, and we have to get these guys back to Bethel ourselves. And going back across that river there by the Y wasn't good, you know. We prayed a little bit and went. A huge thanks to Jack Carlson for coming out with his little miracle hovercraft machine and helping. We couldn't have transported those guys without his help. It was too much for us to handle.
Do you mind telling me a little bit about that machine, Charles, just for my curiosity? Were you there when we were talking about?
There isn't much to say. It's just a small hovercraft. And, mm-hmm. you know, like Mark said, thank you to Jack. Mm-hmm. He was a huge help. Jason George as well, who from Akichuk, who helped pull a couple of these guys out.
Sorry, I forgot about him. Yeah, that, you know, Charles and I had to crawl out there, you know, with the safety line on that bad ice with open holes all around us, and that young fellow held on to the shore end of the rope, and actually, you know, the rope got too short. And he had to move out onto the ice. And then he fell through. He was able to get himself out. It's deep there. And then we were able to get those two off the ice that were out there. The way the hovercraft first got involved yesterday, a moose had fallen through in Strait Slough and drowned it. So we went up there to take a look at it, see if we might be able to get it out and salvage it. And Jack was helping with his hovercraft, and that's when I realized the value of that thing. Mm. We weren't able to get the moose out. It was too dangerous. But that was during that time that those five people on those two four-wheelers passed by us. We didn't know. We didn't know that in a few hours we would be recovering and rescuing them.
Urgent warnings, folks. All Kuskokwim travel is embargoed at this time. There are dangerous ice conditions. Search and rescue groups are taxed to be able to provide the level of safety that you require to travel on the river. Earl, from above, it's apparent that things are changing much earlier than other seasons. Can you tell us some more?
Really, it's you know, today's April 1. We're you know, we usually experience this, you know, around May. And if you look at the winter haul across Alaska, the whole state is warming up. Anchorage has record temperatures. We got record temperatures. The Aniak River is out here. They're using boats up there. I don't know what the big reason is. Some people say it might say global warming, but you know, it's hard to predict the weather nowadays. But Lake Poggenau, he used to watch the weather really good, and before he passed, he said it was difficult, you know, getting more and more difficult to predict the weather. So just have to just be careful right now, you know. And there's one more thing. on that stream last night, one person was able to get out and walk downstream. It took a little while to locate him. By the way, we picked his tracks up on the ice and then backpacked him to a fish camp there. He was able to get out and wait for rescue down there. Then that little hovercraft was able to get down there and pick him up. And that hovercraft is I think it's a homemade like a homemade craft. It's only a one or two seater, and you know, they look like it got along really well in the, with the one person on board that stays on top and using like an old airplane motor or something like that, a Honda motor that can propel it. He was able to make it up there, and like Mike said, I was glad to see how it operated right out there. He was able to maneuver over that water and thin ice over there without breaking it up. It looked like it was just weightless on top of the ice. And I did see it from the air, and like he was coming out of the search through over the scene area, and he just went right over, did what he had to do, and good job there.
Go ahead, Mark.
I think the hardest part about last night is we had to leave the deceased out there. We don't do that, but we brought them up high on the beach and prayed for them and tied them up and covered them. But I've been thinking about them all night, you know, being left out there alone. I think the Akichuk guys are going to be able to get to them, though, today. We've been talking. Bring them home to their families where they belong.
Our condolences to the families that have lost, and our stern and firm warnings to all who would potentially travel on the Kuskokwim. Search and rescue groups, indeed, everybody is urging no travel on the main Kuskokwim at this time. Indeed, all river travel should be embargoed as we are waiting for to find out what's going to happen. I think it looks like it's going to keep melting. We don't know, and it's just prudence and patience is the course of action now. Don't travel.
It's just not worth it, you know. It's not worth it right now.
I feel at a loss for words myself. It's a grave warning. Literally, I mean, I can't reiterate enough. It's the men in front of me are completely speechless and harrowed by the efforts last night. It's palpable, the emotion coming from them. I can only tell you who are listening to please heed their warnings. Please, no travel on the Kuskokwim. We have some more time still. Mr. Samuelson, if you could...
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Sir. Yes, sir. We have some more time. Can you go ahead and carry the message forward for us?
Once again, Special Search and Rescue and all search and rescue groups and public safety is across the region right here, especially in the police in the Kuskokwim area. It's time to stay off the river. It's time to stay off the river. It's melting pretty fast, a lot faster than we would like. And the whole Kuskokwim River now is just slushing out, melting out. It's got needle ice all the way from above the Pontiac all the way up to Adiac. It's all flushed out and needles right now. It might look good in the morning, but in the late afternoon, it's losing 1 to 2 inches a day right now out there. All of the spots that were late during the fall freeze-up that were open, that as we're seeing are opening up first right now, and they're getting thin and dark, and they're kind of greenish out there. When you see that light, dark greenish ice, we stay away from that. Good indicator that it's very weak ice out there, or weak, where you could just pick through it with one swack with your ice pick, and it's just needle ice. And if old timers used to tell us, you know, that needle ice is like that. If somebody falls in, they could fall in, and we won't be able to locate you because it just covers you up again. We've had several instances in the past where folks had fell in like that, and it looks like a normal ice. Needle ice will just cover you over, and you wouldn't know that somebody's in there. That's where you got to watch those tracks out there when you're searching, and you got to be careful of doing it. Once again, we're urging people not to travel on the river, up and down the Kuskokwim River. Okay.
Thank you for your time this morning, Mr. Samuelson. Thank you. I don't have his mic on, but I'm thanking Mark, and I'm thanking Mr. Guest as well for joining us this morning. There's nothing else for me to say, folks. Don't forget to be awesome to each other. One way to do that is by not traveling on the river today. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.